Good morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful service. What a wonderful song. You know, we tell Jesus all the time, or we should, about the things that we're going through. And God is, He's so good to us. He's so merciful and patient and kind. How many times have you and I, over time, asked God for the same thing? Never got tired of us, never got mad at us, but loved us anyway. I'm so glad that God is the way that He is, because we are needy creatures and we need God to help us in all things and at all times. I'm grateful and thankful to stand before you this morning with victory in my soul. Glad to be saved, glad to be a child of God. By the grace and help of God this morning, y'all be praying for me. I'm going to be talking about giving thanks. Anytime we stand before you, Brother Tavis knows this and others, the enemy wants to oppose us, but by the grace and help of God, we're going to talk about giving thanks this morning, and we're going to look to the Lord to bless. So be praying for us this morning. I thought about the upcoming holiday, and even though it's not a biblical holiday, it is based on biblical principle. The difference is the Bible instructs us to give thanks, and it's not just on one day or one time during the year. All right? We always should have an attitude, and this coin was not, this phrase was not coined by me, but have an attitude of gratitude. We are to grow and cultivate and maintain an attitude of gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's my text scripture. It says, everything give thanks. And so what that means to us, we're going to talk about doing that. And we're also going to talk about the necessity of giving thanks and what it does for us, what it helps us with. We're going to talk about all those things this morning. But I want you to be thinking about everything. Do you give thanks unto the Lord in everything of life? All the situations that come up, all the circumstances, all the highs and all the lows, all the failures and the disappointment, do you give God thanks in the successes of life? We're going to be talking about that this morning. Again, be praying for us this morning. It says everything. Everything is all things. It's the current situation. It's life in general. People struggle to give thanks to us. One to another, even when you do something for them in just basic manners. People don't even have that anymore. You hold the door open for somebody, they look at you like you should be doing it, and you better do it. And if you hadn't done it, they'll tell you about it. What happened to basic manners? We've lost that, haven't we? When somebody do something for you, you ought to give thanks to them. That's normal. But if we're not doing that in normal conversation and in life, then do we do that with God? May the Lord help us. We sometimes we forget about all the good things that I'll be honest with you. I do. God has blessed me with things and I forgot that I asked Him for it. Huh? Have you ever asked God for something and God did it and you realize, you know what? God did that for me and I haven't even thanked Him for it. I just left it at His feet, like the brother said. I left it at His feet and God blessed me about it and it hadn't been a concern or a worry. Why? Because God is so good and He loves us so much. We know He's going to help us. We know He's going to be good to us. But may the Lord help us in all things. Everything means everything. It means all things in everything. Give thanks. And what we're talking about this morning is the action of giving thanks. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it's not just with our lips, but it's also with our lives. May the Lord help us. You want to show somebody that you're thankful? Don't just tell them. do something that proves that you are thankful. When I give my child something and they say, thank you, Daddy, I really appreciate that. And then 2 weeks later, they can't find it. It's buried up under something. It's broke. It's, you see what I'm saying? Do they really, did they really, were they really thankful for it? Huh? In the same way, sometimes we do God like that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm sick and I prayed to you and you healed me. Thank you, Lord. You're so good, Lord. Amen. Now let me see how disobedient I can be in the next week. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Amen. Lord, help us. Amen. May the Lord help us. What we're talking about is with our lips and our lives giving thanks unto God. All right, and God, I know we're doing this, and I'm glad that we're doing this. I see it. I know people are thankful. But we need to be reminded. We need to be encouraged. We need to talk about these kinds of things because this is something that is important, that we don't just do it on the Thanksgiving holiday or around Christmas or Easter, but that we have an attitude of gratitude unto the Lord at all times. It's not always easy to do, is it? Is it easy to do always? Lord, I thank you for this flat tire. On my way home, I was almost there. Thank you, Lord, for this flat tire. Huh? It's not always easy, is it? It's not always easy, but there's always something to be thankful for, and we're going to talk about that this morning. May the Lord help us. First thing I want to talk about is our successes. Sometimes we forget to thank God in our successes. We ask God to help us. God helps us. And then some kind of way during that time, we began to believe that all of our hard work, all of our dedication. We studied hard, we worked hard, we got up early and we stayed late. And so therefore, we deserve what we have been blessed with, and some kind of way the thanksgiving is going to something else or someone else other than God. May the Lord help us. Who gave you the ability to get up early? Who gave you the strength to stay late? Who gave you the mind to study and work hard and the drive and the ambition? Do you know that all of these things come from the Lord? And so sometimes in our successes, we focus on the success and we're happy for the success and others are happy for success and we forget to give God thanks and praise for all that he has done. What I'm trying to present to you this morning, that not only in the difficult times, but in the good times, not only in the failures, but in the successes, always there is room to give God thanks and praise for something. He's done something good for us. May the Lord help us this morning. And so we don't want to forget God. When he has done something good for us and we have been blessed, literally, we literally can't take the next breath without God's grace and mercy. That's a literal thing. You can take that literally. You can't have the next thought, a rational thought. You can't have that without God. All right? And so God, either he's causing or he's allowing the successes in your life. I said he's causing or he's allowing. Sometimes we've deemed something as successful because it's something that we want and we put our time and effort in, and it's really not what God wants for our life, but we see it as success, and God at least has allowed us to do that. He's allowed us to do that. But may the Lord help us. What we want is we want God to be leading and guiding and directing us in our life. And when we're doing that, that in itself is thanksgiving. That's showing thanksgiving. Lord, I'm acknowledging you. I'm acknowledging your guidance. I'm acknowledging my necessity for you. Without you, I literally can do nothing. That's a scripture. For without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. And so we need God to do everything that it is that we want to do. And we need to thank him, not only with our lips, but thank him with our lives, especially when we have been successful. I'm going to talk about quote-unquote bad things now. the difficult things. The two things I want to focus on today is failure and disappointment. These are the two things that are hard for people to deal with, right? We don't like failure. We don't like failure. We don't want to fail. We don't aim to fail. All right? And so, but what I want us to understand is all people fail. All people fail. And so that's something that there's a reason and a purpose in it. God has a reason and a purpose in our failures. And so you can't even have success without failure. Somebody said, well, I did this certain thing and I didn't have any failures. Maybe you didn't, but somebody else did, which showed you not how not to fail. And so that's why you did better in your journey. You see what I'm saying? May the Lord help us. And so we really can't have success without, you think about the walking process. Very, very few people are going to go from crawling or lying down or sitting down to standing up and walking. All right. And maybe some people can do that. But you know what? Even those people are going to trip. They're going to fall sometimes. All right. And so that would represent failure in this situation. What we need to understand is that failure is part of the process. All right. And failure is how we learn what not to do. Failure is how we learn how to lean on God and how to give him thanks and praise for what he's doing. If all we did was have success after success after success, number one, we'd be unbearable. Wouldn't nobody want to talk to us and nobody be around us because we'd have our chest and our heads so big, our chest stuck out so far and our head so big, nobody couldn't deal with us. All right? And so failure keeps us humble too. Sometimes we have failure and we say, Lord, I don't know why I failed. I did everything that I was supposed to do. Why did I fail in this situation? And God is saying, listen, I got to humble you down a little bit. You're getting a little carried away. Simmer down. All right. And so God, there's a reason why he does things. God does not do things arbitrarily. And so we have to understand there is something to be thankful for even in failure. All right. Now, moving forward to disappointment. Listen, disappointment is hard. You're expecting something and then you get something else. All right. And so what ends up happening is there's sadness. It's defined as sadness or displeasure caused by non-fulfillment of one's expectation. I was expecting for something to go a certain way. It didn't go that way. I was expecting even to be successful, but I wasn't successful in that area. There is a thanksgiving that we can give even in the places where we are disappointed. I'll give you an example of something. There were some things that I wanted in life. And there were some ways that if I had it my way, the song says, had I the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I would go astray and wander far away in darkness, nor reach the land of endless day. So there were some things that I had set my eyes on in life. Lord, I don't want much out of life. I just want this thing or that thing or the other thing. Those are the three things that I want out of life. And the Lord saw that if I were to achieve those things, he would forever be on the back burner and I'd be on my way to a devil's hell. But imagine my difficulty. I put my heart and soul into those things and I had one disappointment after another. Now, hindsight being 20/20, I didn't know those things was going to cause me to be lost. I didn't know that. They seemed like they would be okay, but they were so important to me that God was going to be displaced. And so I was dealing with these disappointments and I was getting, imagine the silliness of where I was at. I'm mad at God. I'm upset at God. God, why are you not letting me do this? And I'm disappointed and I'm upset and you're not fair, Lord. And the Lord was trying to save me from my own self. All right? And so now that I'm saved, now that I have God in my life, I'm very happy that those disappointments were, he allowed me to be disappointed in those places, that he didn't allow those things to happen. Because I'm telling you, I would have had those things, but I couldn't have those things and God too. You see? And so sometimes when we're disappointed, it's because what I perceive as what it is that I need, what it is that I want, what it is that I need it now, I need it soon, those are the very things that would cause me to lose my soul, literally. Okay? May the Lord help us. What do we do with those things? God's way is best, is it not? If human wisdom, a fair way may seem to show. God has I want to encourage you this morning, he has a will and purpose for your life. Some of the disappointments that you have, you need to be thankful for. Because if you didn't have those disappointments, you'd be gone off and be in a direction in a bad way. May the Lord have mercy upon us. There will be more people lost because they got what they want than they are that they didn't get what they want. I can hardly get that out. The devil didn't want me to say that, but this is the truth. I can want something so badly that I will pass over mercy and grace and God's dealings with my soul, his pricks and his prods, because I'm going to have this. I'm going to be wealthy. I don't care what nobody else say. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to look good. I'm going to be whatever. I'm going to have this kind of house, this kind of car. I'm going to have these things, and I don't care what I got to do to get it. I'm going to get it. And God is saying, please, please slow your roll. Please hear me. Please involve me in this process, because if you get too far gone, then you'll be too far gone. May the Lord help us. Consider your ways. When it comes to those things, some of those disappointments, we need to be thanking the Lord for. Lord, I thank you. I'm thanking him right now. I'm thanking you didn't let me go, because that's what God does. You keep pushing and pushing and pushing. He'll let you go. And then what? May the Lord help us. May he have mercy upon us. Somebody get Isaiah 55. Verse 8 and verse number 9. It's going to talk about thoughts and it's going to talk about ways. God knows what he's doing. What we need to do is lean hard upon him and trust him to know, and then thank him for his goodness. Read that for us if you have it for
Isaiah
us, please.
Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
Yes, please.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
My thoughts ain't your thoughts.
Neither are your ways my ways.
My ways are not your ways.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
high as the heavens are from the earth,
higher than your ways,
yes,
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
All right. So there's a disparity, and I've read this scripture before. It's amazing how we can hear something, and then 10 minutes after we leave service, we forget. But God knows all about it. I think that's why we have repeats. But what's happening here is God is letting us know that he knows better than we do. And there's a great disparity between what he knows and what we know. And so some of the disappointments come from us believing that we know better than God does. I'm sorry. That's what it is. That's what blindness is. That's what bondage is. I feel like I know better than you, Lord. Now, it's not going to come like that. It's going to be in the subconscious. It's going to be in our actions. It's going to be in some of the things that we say. But we feel like we know more than God knows. Because when he allows these disappointments to come our way, we say, Lord, what are you doing? You see what I was trying to do here? May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. And how can we give thanks from that position? We can't. If I don't even appreciate what God is doing, then how can I have a thankful heart? And how can I give him thanks for the good, for what he's doing? What's Romans 8 and 28 say? For we know all things. work together for good. To them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. You don't believe that God sees you? You don't believe that God knows what you need in your life? You don't know that even though he knows that it's going to be disappointing to you, this is something that he has to put in your life so that you don't go in the wrong direction and get involved in the wrong thing? You don't think he knows that? The one that sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, the one that's looking down on it all and made it all, he don't know. He knows, doesn't he? But the enemy, what he presents is that this ain't right. This don't make no sense. I don't understand this. May the Lord help us. Don't let the enemy do you like that. Don't let him come in between you. What he wants to do is come between me and God. Come between you and God. That's what he wants to do. Once he comes between me and God or you and God, then he's got wriggle room. He's got room to work. There's a scripture that talks about sin lieth at the door. And there's another scripture that says give no place. Now, I got these scriptures written down. I'm going to start doing this more. I got them in my notes. You find them. You get them and put them in your heart. That's what the Bible says to do. All right? And so that sin lieth at the door. And also, it says if you do well, then isn't God going to appreciate that? You know what that was connected to? You do. You remember when Cain and Abel bring their offerings to God? Cain brought the very best that he could, and Abel brought something, but it wasn't his very best, was it? And he got mad at Cain and killed Cain. I'm sorry, he got mad at Abel. He got mad at Abel. Thank you. See, thank you. He got mad at Abel because Abel's sacrifice was accepted and his wasn't. And we'll do that too. We'll get mad at God and take it out on somebody else if we're not careful. But that scripture that comes after that, so I'm giving you the where it's at. It's in Genesis. All right. It says, if you do well, wouldn't your sacrifice be accepted? May the Lord help us. Genesis 4:7. We've got to come to a place where we stop getting mad at somebody else. We got to stop getting mad at God and stop getting so disappointed that we want to take our ball and go home. We don't want to thank him. We don't even want to live for him anymore. We're sick and tired of what God is doing in our lives. What is God's number one goal for your life? Huh? Save your soul. Why does your soul need salvation? So you can make it in, right? And then while you're here, you got a job to do. Is that right? So we got to get to a place where we accept his salvation, then we accept his will for our lives, and then we can make heaven. You understand what I'm saying? And so when God deals with us, even with disappointment, even with failures, even with situations and circumstances that we don't like and we don't enjoy, we have to remember that God has a will and purpose in this. And if we can get this right, it's going to work out for our good. May the Lord help us. May the Lord stand by and be with us this morning. Help me, Lord. All right? May God help us. All right. So if God has a will and purpose for our lives, then do you think that the enemy has goals and wills and purpose for your life? What's his will and purpose? Do you think? Now, I want you to think about this, too. What do you think happens when the enemy hears a saint of God praising and thanking God and living for God in a way that everyone around them knows that they are thankful for God's goodness? What do you think that does to the enemy? He hates it. He hates it. If the devil did you wrong in sin, let me tell you how to get him back. Live right and give God praise. Huh? Because when you were in sin, he was laughing at you and he was happy about it. He was setting you up. He said, I got this trap. I got that trap. Look at him. Look at him struggle now. Aha, aha, ha, ha. Okay? Now it's our turn to do some laughing. Lord, I'm going to live for you all I got. I'm going to live for you everything I got. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to give you praise every chance I get. In the good things, what did Job do? Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Huh? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get him back. He did me bad. I'm going to be honest with you. Had me talking stupid, acting stupid, doing all kind of dumb stuff, and laughed at me. That's the problem. That's what I've told you before, I don't like that. I really don't like that. You're not going to get away with laughing at me if I can help it. Right. I'm going to show you in the right way. Yes. Yes. Amen. Lord, I'm thankful for you saving me. I'm thankful for that design that the enemy had to destroy me, to destroy my mind, to kill me, literally kill me. He tried. God had mercy on my soul. I'm thankful for that. And I ain't going to just talk about it. I'm going to live it by the grace and help of God because I am thankful. Do you imagine the torment I would be in right now? This is the truth. God could have said, you know what? I told him and I've told him and I've told him time and time again. He is stiff-necked. He is hard-headed. He will not listen. He will not obey. And so therefore, whatever happens to him, that's on him because I've done all I needed to do in order for him to get the point. May the Lord help us. I believe somebody prayed for me. And I believe that God's great heart of mercy looked down upon me and said, I'm going to give him just one. I think he did that multiple times. I'm going to give him one more chance. When I look over the past, I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me. Oh, his sweet love and peace are untold. In his favor, I'm happy and I'm free. Praise the Lord. God had mercy upon my soul, and so there's nothing by the grace and help of God I'm not going to allow, and I'm encouraging you this morning not to allow the enemy to come in between you and God and you and your thankful heart. All right. The Bible says, keep thy heart with jealous care out of it are the issue of life. Make sure you know where that is. I'm not going to tell you where it is. It's in my notes. I'm not going to tell you. But keep your heart with jealous care. Get it in your heart. Because if the enemy can plant seeds of bitterness and unforgiveness and ungratefulness, you know, unthankfulness. You know, people are lost because they were ungrateful. Listen, it doesn't matter what God does if you have an ungrateful heart. You ever seen a parent that just give and give and give, would give their literal blood and heart to that child, and that child don't appreciate it? And they just walk over that mercy and all that love and all that grace. You see? So do not allow an ungrateful seed to be planted in your heart. If you have one, then it's time to do some gardening by the help of the Lord. Lord, where is your gospel shovel? I need that, Lord. I need your gospel, hula hoa, whatever it is. We got to get these seeds up out of here. And matter of fact, I don't know how deep this thing is. And so I see it. I see the root of it. I'm going to dig way down underneath and get it all up out of there just in case. You understand? Because we don't want these things growing in our hearts, because they will not simultaneously exist with the love of God. They can't simultaneously exist with a thankful heart. You can't be unforgiving and thankful too. You can't be disappointed with God and what He's doing in your life and thankful too. All right? And so then the enemy can come in and say, well, maybe you can get away with doing this and still be saved. You can. You probably can. I mean, you might can. It's possible. Why not try it? What he's really saying is God hadn't been good to you, hadn't been right to you, hadn't been fair with you. And so therefore, what's the big deal? You do a little wrong. He did a little wrong. It's even, right? That's what he's saying. I'm telling you that he is a liar. All right? He's a liar. He's a father of lies. And so don't allow that. Listen, I understand that there are difficult things that we go through. There's a lot of difficult things that we go through. May the Lord help us. But don't allow it to cause you to forget that God knows what he's doing. He still loves you. He's going to bring you out in a wealthy place. He has a will and a purpose for this. Don't allow it to cause you to go away from him, but continue to give thanks. Continue to give glory and praise and honor unto him, not only with your lips, do it with your lives by the help of the Lord. Now, the enemy, what he wants you to do, there's two things that he wants you to do. I'm going to talk about them. There's more, but I'm going to talk about two things that will hinder us along the way. The first word is murmur, and the second word is complain. All right? So I'm going to give you an example about the parent and the child. Son, daughter, go do X, Y, Z. And in our minds or on our lips, we began to softly, because we know we might get a spanking if we've hurt, we began to say, well, why do I have to do it? Why can't so-and-so do it? I don't never get to do so-and-so-and-so-and-so. I always have to so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Right? Yeah. We're murmuring, and if we don't get that stopped, we're going to get to a place where we complain. All right. So complaining is an escalation of murmuring. Murmuring, we do it lowly and slowly and underneath, and we really don't want nobody else to hear it. But when we complain, then we went past that, and we're just gonna let you know how we feel. Remember when Moses was doing what the Lord told him to do? Got the folks all the way out of Egypt. And they came to the Red Sea. What happened? Murmuring and complaining, didn't it? You brought us out here to die. It was better back in Egypt. It just went on and on, didn't it? Went on and on. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Because he wants to plant that seed of complaining and murmuring in our minds and in our hearts, and it chips away at our gratefulness. It chips away at our thankfulness. And what it does is it gives place again for the enemy to work. Just like with the parent and the child, where disobedience is introduced is where murmuring and complaining and rebellion, where it lives at. Okay? When there are parents, we feel like something ain't right and we don't like that. Well, I had to do the dishes yesterday. Well, I got to do the dishes today. And I'd be wanting to say, did you eat today? Right. How about you got clothes on your back? Amen. You know, we can go on and on. And God can do us. We'll take that same mindset into our relationship with God. And what we are tempted with is disobedience. I don't want to obey. I don't feel like obeying. It's doing something to my attitude and my mindset because I don't like this. I don't think this is right. And what we do is eventually we began to complain outwardly. Well, what about so-and-so? They've been saved for less time than I have. And the Lord has blessed them better than they blessed me. This is what I'm talking about where we live. And so the devil says, yes, you're right. And another thing. And it goes on and on and on until now you're straying away from God. You're backsliding. Okay? And you don't even know it, because what's interesting about murmuring and complaining, it just seems harmless. It's just words, right? But what comes out of the heart has to be in there in the first place. And what usually happens with people is something gets in the mind first, then it goes to the heart, then it comes out the mouth, and then that's what they're doing. So you got three opportunities to get that thing stopped before it does damage. If it's entered into your mind, Lord, I don't want to think about it. But Lord, okay, let's be honest. I don't like this situation and circumstance. But Lord, you're still a good God. You've been good to me. And why do I have to have all the good and none of the difficulty of life? Why is that? I'm asking. Why are we like that? I'm like that too. God been good to me and been blessing me. Soon as something happened, I'm oh, Lord. Like a little baby. Help me, Lord, to mature some more. I got to go through some hard stuff too, don't I? Lord helps me with those things. But the thought is presented, and if I'm not careful, if I don't do something with that, then pretty soon it's in my heart, and then something's coming out of my mouth. I'm murmuring, I'm complaining, and then now I'm about to get some serious trouble. Now the Lord is faithful, and He'll deal and He'll work, and He'll say, "Listen, son, did you forget last week, last month, last year? You forgot all that I did? You're not willing to do to go through this? May the Lord help us. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, help me. I don't want it in my mind. I don't want it in my heart. I don't want it in my lips. And I sure don't want it in my actions. Lord, help me to do right. You've been good to me, Lord. And that's the truth. And that's the truth of God's word. May the Lord help us this evening. This afternoon. Excuse me. All right. I'm almost finished here. Let me read several scriptures, because I've been quoting them, but I haven't been reading them. But again, it's my desire, and I believe it's God's desire. Let me say it that way, that we get to a place where we not only I'm not very good at knowing chapter and verse. I don't know where it's at, but I know it's in there, and I know what it says. And that's what I want people to get to, at least get to a place where when the enemy comes in and he presents stuff, then you can say, well, you know what? I don't know where it's at in the book, but I know it's in there. And this is what the word says about that. Amen. Now get on away from me, devil. Amen. See, may the Lord help us. And sometimes we got to talk to ourselves about that too. Yes. Not just the devil, but self. Amen. Lord help us. Psalms 92. All right, Psalms 92, verse number 1. It says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And so here, what we want to pull out of this is it's a good thing to give thanks. It's labeled as something that is good, something that is right. The Bible says, he that knoweth to do what? To do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And so literally I can get myself into trouble spiritually by not giving thanks, because it's already been labeled as something that is good. And so I need to be doing it and endeavoring to do it by the help of the Lord. Psalms 105, verse number 1 on down through verse number 3. It says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. So don't just give thanks, but tell somebody about it. And this is something that I think need to be done. Not always, but God's going to allow you an opportunity and a chance to not only tell of how good he is, but give a specific example. People need something to hold on to. When I wasn't saved, what blessed me and helped me, even though I didn't know it, what encouraged me of God's goodness is not only his goodness to me and what I saw in my life, but I would hear people talk about, first of all, they're living something, and then they would talk about in specific things that God did for them. And I said, you know what? well, I want that. I don't have that currently. And so I'd like to have some of that. I think that's good. Bible says the goodness of the Lord leadeth sinners to repentance. So let's talk about the Lord and his goodness. And let's live something that when we say something, then it has credibility, it has validity, it has weight to it. A lot of people talk about how good God is while they got something in their hand that shouldn't be there, and while they're imbibing something that they shouldn't be imbibing. And the next 10 words out of their mouth, you can't find them in the regular English language. Right? It's still true what they're saying, but it doesn't have the same weight or the credibility. Right? I want to live something, so when I say something, people say, you know what, that's probably true, because not only is he saying it, but he's living it. And somebody told me, they said, I believe you. I said, let me prove it to you. He said, no, I believe you. You know why? Because you don't lie, Henry. That's what they said. I said, well, thank the Lord. I have lied in my life, sure have, but been delivered of that. Amen. Praise God. I want to give thanks for that right now today. Amen. May the Lord help us. Things I used to do, I don't do them no more by the grace and help of God. And I'm thankful for that. It says, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. I think people probably think I'm a little throwed off. If you ask my kids, you ask my wife, they might tell you I'm a little throwed off. Because I do be singing and talking and don't nobody be there. God is there. And that's who I'm talking to. And that's who I'm singing to. I'm serious. I can't help but do it. He's been good to me. He really has. And so I got to talk to him and I got to say something. So I'm having a whole conversation. And if you walk in, you might say, well, Lord, bless him, Lord, bless him. I don't know if he's okay or not, but I am okay. Because I'm talking to the Lord and he's talking to me. And it's not only in church that I have communion with God or with his people. I believe that God will come down and he will fill your spirit with his love and mercy. He'll talk to you and he'll let you talk to him. That's the kind of relationship that you want to have with God. And I'm telling you, if you are discouraged, if you are disappointed, if you are going through a tough time, and you begin to talk to the Lord, and you begin to sing to him, and you begin to think about his goodness and his mercy, and you say those things, something happens, and that discouragement got to go, and that disappointment got to leave. God will come on in, and he'll bless you, and he'll help you. I've done it before, and I know it's true, and I'm so thankful for it. Amen. God has that for us. God has that for us. But if you don't have him, then it's a lot more difficult, isn't it? Because all you got to hear is the channel, the devil's channel. You ain't this, and you ain't that, and you'll never have this, and you'll never have that. You can't do it. I don't know why you're even trying. You may as well give up. Only thing that seemed like his best advice is just give up. That's it. That's the devil's best advice. And God is saying, forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to my home on high. You'll conquer for the Lord or die. You'll conquer for the Lord and die. The foe's retreating. Press the battle on. You ever thought about that? Even if you die, you still won? That's what I like about living for the Lord. I win regardless by the grace and help of God. Praise God. All right, so finishing up here, y'all pray for me. Glory. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Another scripture. There's tons of scriptures that can be encouraging to our hearts. This is found in Psalms 107, verses 1 and 2. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And this mentions mercy. There are several scriptures about giving thanks unto the Lord and his mercy, and they are closely interconnected. And I want us to be encouraged to think of his mercy and his goodness, and let the Lord know that you're grateful and you're thankful. It says, his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'll be honest with you, early in my relationship with the Lord, it was a lot less easy than it is now for me to go and tell somebody that I'm saved. I'll be honest with you. I'm barely saved. Lord, he's working on me, but I hope I'm saved. I'm trying to be saved. That's the truth. But God doesn't do anything halfway. What he begins, he will finish. And you're not going to be in the same place. If you save today, you ain't going to be in the same place. If God give mercy and grace, you're going to be farther along the road next year. I promise you that. And so now it's something different now. Ask them at work. They'll tell you. This crazy guy, I don't know what's wrong with him. That's all right. I'm going to be crazy right on to heaven too. I am. Because sometimes I'm going to say something. I'm going to shout hallelujah and amen and thank the Lord. And if you ask me why, I say, because I'm a child of God. He saved me. He had mercy upon my never dying soul. I'd be in a place that I didn't want to be, wasn't made for me, and I couldn't do anything about it. May God help us. I really don't want to be here in those kind of places. You ever thought about that? There's certain places I just don't want to go and don't want to be around. Unless the Lord tell me to go, I ain't going. And if I get there and things ain't going right, guess what? Pew. I'm gone. All right? And so God has been merciful to me. He's had mercy upon me. He's saved me. He's kept me. And so I'm glad about it. I'm going to say something about it. And I'm going to do something about it. Last verse, Psalms 118. You get in a place of discouragement this week. I want you to maybe reference some of these scriptures. Amen. Psalms has tons of scriptures that will encourage and bless your heart. What's significant about this is David had disobeyed the Lord. He had done wrong. And God extended his great mercy and grace unto him. And David, when he humbled himself and received the blessing, he sought the Lord. He kept seeking the Lord for help. And God answered and heard his prayer. And he'll tell you about it if you read it. And so when God has done something like that for us, we need to be grateful. We need to be thankful. We need to let the Lord know that we appreciate all his great and wondrous blessings, all his goodness unto us. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, because his mercy endureth forever. And so that's one of the other scriptures. But if you get nothing else out of this discourse, I want you to be encouraged this morning that there is something to be thankful for in everything. And we have to find it. Excuse me. We need to find it. And then we need to tell God about it. Discouragement, despondency, backsliding, all of those negative things will not coexist with a thankful heart. All right? They can't coexist. As long as I can continue to give God praise, continue from the heart, be grateful and thankful for the good that he has done, God will look down in love and pity and compassion, and he will bless us, and he will help us, and we will strengthen even our own selves. I'm going to say that again, because giving thanks unto God, believe it or not, you are strengthening yourself. The Bible says, encourage yourself. So you can literally encourage yourself by giving thanks unto the Lord, by singing songs and hymns. And so I want to encourage you this morning to give thanks. Give him thanks with your lips. Give him thanks, most importantly, with your lives. God will be pleased. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me, my goal and aim. Make heaven my home. I don't want to go alone. I'm not going alone. Want you to go with me? You may as well go. It's a good place. You be praying for me. I will be praying for you.